So we're back. A little bit of technicality to work on there, but everything's cool, and we're back again. Let me throw something else at you from the notes again on this sharing, free from shame. One of the pieces that came out when I was reading something, not the same thing, but something similar, was, you know, when we come out of hiding, and I think that's kind of what happens in recovery over a period of time. We come out of, you know, even if we didn't plan to be in hiding or covering things up or living with secrets, we end up living that way. And first thing you know, we realize at some point we've got to deal with this stuff. And then when we come out of hiding, if you want, and we're so vulnerable, you know, and I can remember when I first started that stuff, the recovery programs, and thinking, you know, why am I feeling these emotions, these up and down things, and all that stuff that goes with the beginning. And I think, in a sense, this is what it is. When I read these words this morning, I thought, you know what, that's what it's all about. It's about, coming out of hiding and being in the world without, the extra pieces to protect me, or, you know, I was able to live with them, and as long as they were buried, I was comfortable, and now I know they gotta come out, and I don't feel good. I'm not comfortable. It's like, almost getting back into the nakedness that, was experienced. You know, we believe in the Garden of Eden, when all of a sudden somebody said, you know, who told you you were naked?
Right.
You know, and then they, there was realization that, I don't know what it is, but I did something wrong, and I gotta correct it. You know, and from there, shame became almost something that we live with day and night for the rest of our lives. I think the making amends process, really frees us from experiencing this shame, or it frees us from the knowledge that, you know, we're not so bad, we're dealing with something. We're getting the thing out. We're dealing with it. It's on our plate, and we're going to try and live from now on day to day, as we learn more about in the next step that says we continued taking inventory and basically corrected our failures as we came to them. So when you think of that, coming out of hiding, can you relate to that?
Yeah, I think it's all part of the sort of transition, because I'm not back completely where I was, but I haven't, I'm not completely moved into this new way of thinking, mm-hmm. And this cleaning of house, and, you know, watching my thoughts and my actions and my words, right? So it's kind of like being in limbo, I think it was for mm-hmm. me when I think back, yeah. Right? You're kind of in a limbo state, like you say. You feel very vulnerable because mm-hmm. you haven't got that face that you put on
mm-hmm.
before, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm taking that off.
Yeah.
So what's underneath is exposed for everyone mm-hmm. to see, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's that sort of being, it's being in limbo, mm-hmm. really, not one way, and then moving to a different way of living, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, I mean, I was 40 years before I got in this program, mm-hmm. right? And like yep. someone said to me, I can remember them saying, is it going to take you at least 40 years to transform into yep. a new way,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So all up until that time, I had all these little things I could put around me, mm-hmm. you know, little guards and, you know,
yeah,
they
yeah.
weren't real.
Yeah.
Little guards, different faces for different mm-hmm. people, you know, this works for this person and
mm-hmm.
all that kind of thing. And not really being me at all. And and hiding behind that,
yeah,
you know, and then, like you say, when we start to take it off,
yeah,
there is that sense of vulnerability.
Yeah. It's interesting you say the word little gods, you know, or things that we focus on rather than things we should focus on, mm-hmm. In my mind, I'm hearing guards. Hmm. You know, and when you think about it, like a lot of the things we bury are exactly that. It's like they guard us,
yes,
in a sense by keeping
us.
This
yeah.
stuff
That's right.
hidden, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, interesting. And when I think about making this amend that I spoke about with my son there, and the fact that he's not here, I see that as an easier amend to make. Mm. It sounds awful. Because he's not here, as opposed to, like, going home and talking to him about, you know, I was thinking back how that would work or not work quite
right.
often, you know, and
yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm glad I don't have to do that. At least I can, you know, I can tell other people, I can tell you, I can tell the people out there listening on the radio that, you know, I'm coming clean, you know, and there's still stuff, and but I'd much rather share it that way than take the chance and sharing it with Sean the way he could have been. Mm. At the time, so there's a comfort even in, you know, not the fact that he's gone, but the fact that I don't have to face that in this life anyway. So,
yeah.
And I don't know what that really helps anybody. It doesn't really help me very much, but
we do it for ourselves, really.
Yeah.
We don't do it for the other person.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true.
We're doing it for ourselves, and you know, the benefits of the peace
yeah.
and the serenity, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think we ever get pure per se, because it's an ongoing thing. But I always know that when I'm not in that state of peace and serenity, and I can easily jump out of it, because oh my goodness, I'm telling you, it is a process, like I said, you know, I bite when I should be stopping and thinking first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, you can easily get out of it. But
snapping.
Okay. Better luck next time.
Here's a quick sentence, and then we'll take another break. But when we come out of hiding, which happens, the dirt comes with us. You know, so that's the dirt comes with us, and we deal with it. You know, in pain, of course. But then, you know, we can be more honest and closer to purity, never pure, but more honest and even more loving. So, you know, when we think of those absolutes, the honest, purity, loving, and unselfish, you know, we're covered in three of them just by this one exercise of taking something out, some unfinished business, and then dealing with it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Pretty powerful. Jay, anything to say?
Yeah, very powerful stuff. Yeah, I agree.
Good. And with Jay's comment, and I'm sure you'll get more from him, but that's it for now. We're going to take another break. So we'll be back in about a minute and a half.